Hello and welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Mike Fitzgerald. We have very special guest in the studio with us. Ivo David, welcome. I'm glad you could make it today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
It's my pleasure. You're wearing your trademark yellow hat. The other day at your studio, you gave me a beautiful tour of everything you do. Your studio houses thousands of pieces of art, from sketches to completed artwork, all carefully categorized. And during the visit, you were kind enough to take me to, you took me to hell, you took me to purgatory, you took me to paradise. It was all part of the Divine Comedy, Dante's masterpiece. And I wanted to thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Well, it was great of you to be there, and it was an honor for me to have you people from this station to see my art, which I love with all my heart.
I was blown away by your artwork, and I was also blown away by the fact that you were telling me that the artwork is like your children. You love it so much.
Yes, I don't have to add anything more to what you just said, but it's important also to remember that I was an artist born, I think. They tell me this, I don't know myself.
What was the first thing you ever created? Was it a painting, a sculpture? Did you make an ashtray in school for your dad?
Well, the first thing I can't remember, that was many, many years ago, but I am sure that my daddy, being an artist, we come from a generation of artists, my grandfather was an artist also, must have seen something in my sketches, little sketches. I was a young boy, and he was encouraging me, telling me all the time, tomorrow I give you a great gift, make another one, do another one. So I was in his studio, which was a beautiful studio in southern Italy, some kind of little animals. I liked to design birds, little tiny chickens, birds, stuff like that, because I was living in farm-type country.
But you've come a long way from birds. A lot of your work now gears towards religious figures, and I know that's very dear to you.
Well, the religious factor came in after the Second World War, really. The last war, he was prisoner in the North, attached to religion.
But let's talk about the artwork for a moment. You create such beautiful masterpieces. What are you trying to say? What is the aim of your statement when you make a piece?
I depict on canvases, paper, anything that is possible to do some graphic signature with that surrounds me, with the intensity and feelings. There is a special formulated after with my colors, according to my original studies and writings that are expressed in my own manifesto, my own style, the fusionism that was necessary to add to the pastism, like realism, classicism, impressionism. I said another one is good if I call him fusionist, which is the fusion of the preceding styles of that we had, since we know that the humanity was capable of putting a graphic mark on rocks.
Now, when you're doing your art pieces now, are you trying to get a social or political issue out in the open?
Many times that is very important, because that's the only way to be close to humanity. You can have the resemblance of a total beauty at the end, unifying colors, forms, design.
Well, listen, I wanted to say thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to see your artwork and where you work and the whole production process. I found it absolutely amazing and very educational. And I want to implore people listening right now to check out your artwork. You can go to ivodavidfineart.com. Ivo is I-V-O, davidfineart.com. You are going to be absolutely blown away by what this man has created. God love you. 85 years old, and you've been doing this your entire life.
Thank you. Yes, that is my, I was born to do this.
It was a gift to you, but your gift is a gift to us. It's a feast for the eyes.
Thank you.